Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. This economy is hurting everybody. Everybody is feeling the pinch, whether you have, you know, a family member who's been fired recently. Perhaps you lost a lot of money in your 401k. There are some positive things about it. Interest rates have really come down, where they're now around 5% for like a 30-year fix. I think if you buy it down with a point, you can get around 5% for a 30-year fix. And they may even come down a little lower. Also, gas prices. I mean, driving around and seeing $1.71, $1.69, it's like living back in, it's like high school days. You know, it's like when I was in high school, you paid, you know, $1.50, $1.60 for gas. It's pretty cool, but nobody has anywhere to drive. Everybody's sitting at home, busted out. But they're the tough times that everybody is experiencing. There are a few great deals out there. And from what I understand, I talked to a friend of mine today who's in the car business. It's a great, great time to buy a car. And if you've seen some deals, perhaps you bought a car recently, maybe even if you work at a car dealership, I don't know. I mean, who am I going to, you know, prevent calling from this, you know, this station and getting on the air here? But tell us what kind of deals are out there. You know, what cars were selling for last year and what cars are going for now? What type of cars you can get the best deal on? I imagine the SUVs have really come down. I heard somebody on the Leica show today who they bought an $88,000 range, fully loaded Range Rover for $55,000. You know, saving $33,000 on a car has got to be great. All right, here are the phone numbers. What kind of deals are out there when it comes to cars? It's December 2008. Who's getting the best deal out there? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And even if you're in the car business, you want to jump on the lines and, you know, tell us what's going on out there. Give us the inside scoop of what, how we can get a deal, how you can save more money, what rebates are going on out there. I am in the market for a car because my lease on my Subaru expires in February. And a friend of mine, again, who was in the car business, said that the residual amount that, you know, they place on your car has dropped considerably over the years. One of the advantages of leasing a car where, you know, the buyout of my car, the Subaru Legacy, is, I think when I leased it, I got to look this up, I think it was around $24,000, is probably now around $17,000. So I imagine if I went there and said, the residual on is 24, but it's only really worth 17. Can I give you 17 or 18? I think they might even go for that. So there are a lot of great deals out there. And if you know of some awesome deals, perhaps you bought a car recently or you're in the business, let's share some deals out there and try to save this audience some money, especially if you're buying or leasing a brand new car, the 09 models. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I love Toyotas. I've had Toyotas in the past. I've also had Subarus. I currently have a Lincoln, and I don't know a lot about cars, but I just love a really well-built car. And so far, the Navigator, a very well-built car. The Lincoln Navigator is a great car. And also the Subaru I've had for 2 years in February. One of the most fun cars I've ever driven. I mean, just, you know, when you get in it, you know, I lent it to you for what, a week or two?
Yeah, when you went up to Oregon this summer, I borrowed it because my car was in the shop, and it's one of the most fun cars. That turbo is amazing.
Yeah, you click that turbo on, man, you really take off. I don't know. I might keep it. I might, you know, if they offer me a deal, I might buy it out. But I was looking at a car because my wife and I bought a small place up in Oregon. I was looking to buy a car, especially in Oregon, because you don't pay any sales tax. So a $30,000 car in Oregon costs you $30,000. A $30,000 car here costs you $34,000, maybe $35,000. Well, let me see. Let's say $30,000 and the sales tax in the city of Los Angeles will probably be 10.5% after the first of the year.
Jesus,
so you're talking about another $3,000 or so in sales tax. $3,000 in sales tax. But if you live in Oregon, you don't have to pay sales tax. So I emailed five different dealerships, Toyota dealerships in Oregon, because I was looking for a Camry. I like the Camry. And I'm going to, you know, I'm looking for 09 Camry. And I found a deal where one of the dealerships offered me a car, a brand new 2009 Camry for $18,100. I mean, how do you beat that? You know, that's what, you know, $18,165 to be exact. And since there's no sales tax, that's what it is. I think you have to pay a little licensing fee, but that's it. And, you know, 2 years ago, $18,000 would have bought you nothing. You know, maybe a low-level domestic car for $18,000. But now, I couldn't believe it. A 2009, and the 2009 Camrys look great. $18,165. And the lease is even, you know, better. I think it was, you know, $485 down and $248 a month. So, let's talk to Chris here in Orange County on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Timmy?
All right. Now, you're in the car business?
I actually work at a car dealership. It's a Mercedes dealership here in Orange County. And, I mean, I'm a part-time worker, but my He's like pretty much like, yeah, they're just basically almost giving cars away.
And is that what they're doing with Mercedes as well? We're losing you there. Sorry, dude. Mike in East L.A., you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up with you?
Hey, I'm just at work here at the mortuary. But I just want to let you know, if you come here in East L.A., you can see used cars on sale all over the place for like $300, $500. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know how people are, you know, going to get around.
I know, it's crazy.
So wait, you saw one for $550, your neighbor's car?
$500 right down the street.
What kind of car?
I think it's a Honda, but I mean, it doesn't look like that much of a piece of S, you know? It's a pretty nice looking car.
What year?
I would say early 2000s.
That's not bad.
For $500?
$500, how do you beat that?
Yeah.
Sales tax on it is only like $50.
Yeah, they're all over here in East L.A.
All right, thanks, buddy. I'm going to go a little more upscale than that in purchasing a car. Maybe a little more than $550. Making a couple bucks here. But the leases out there and the brand new cars that you can buy in Southern California are the rebates and the incentives, like 0% financing, are great. So if you bought a car recently, or perhaps you're in the business, and give us an inside scoop on how to save as much money and who is offering these great rebates, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I know that General Motors is giving rebates. I think it's like $1,500 or so. And I think they went back to you get the same price as the GM employees. So there's a lot of great, you know, as long as you have a couple of bucks and you feel your, you know, your job is pretty secure. I don't know who feels that way, but if you do feel like, you know, you're going to be around for a little while, this might be the perfect time to buy yourself a car. Yeah, they have the Red Tag event. General Motors is running the Red Tag event. And you save some money on these Chevys, Buicks, Pontiacs, GMC, Saturn, Hummer, Saab, and Cadillac. The Red Tag event. Look at that.
That's a great f***ing deal.
It is a great effing deal. All right, let's talk to Robert on the 91. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, yeah, I work for Mercedes-Benz, and right now you can get some awesome deals on pre-owned because the residual values that you on your lease, Mercedes-Benz can't buy them back for that. So you're actually being able to buy a used car for about $4,000 to $5,000 below what the residual is.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, when you actually have a lease that is expired, will they make a deal with you just so they don't have to stick another car in their lot?
Sometimes. Right now, they're actually not. They're taking the car and then offering it auction because, depending on the models, like if it's an S or an SL, they think they can get more value for it through an auction than they can if they just try to negotiate with you.
Yeah, but are they getting those offers?
Certain areas of the United States, yeah.
Is that right?
I mean, yeah, SLs are predominantly sold in Southern California, Florida, and Texas.
And what is an 08 SL go for nowadays?
Well, an 09 SL is going from between 98 to 168.
Jesus Christ, is that right?
Yeah.
And people are still buying them.
Oh, yeah, they're leasing them.
Yeah,
they fight them off.
This economy, I tell you, the rich are very rarely affected by this kind of crap.
They're holding at port, a lot of them, and Mercedes is reducing its amount of cars it's bringing into the United States.
Well, I know GM had a decline in sales of some, I don't know, it was almost 40-some percent. Did that same thing happen to Mercedes?
Of course. All across the board.
So everybody's affected?
Everybody.
Oh, man. All right. Now, is it busy for the holidays, though? Are still people, shopping for a car for the holidays?
There's always people in high-end cars buying cars for Christmas presents.
Jesus Christ. That'd be nice, huh?
Well, they're being just like as usual. They're looking for the best deals. Right now, there's Audi's got some great lease programs. Mercedes-Benz has great lease programs. The domestic product doesn't lease cars as much. General Motors spun GMAC off. GMAC is now owned separately. It's not owned by General Motors.
Yeah, because they got screwed on a lot of those deals.
Oh, well, they didn't get screwed on them. They set them up wrong.
Well, I know, but they still ultimately got screwed on them, though. That's one of the reasons why a lot of these domestic companies will no longer lease cars.
Yeah, well, because they went from closed leases to from open end leases to closed leases. It was illegal to have open end lease. You could go in there and get a lease payment and think you're only leasing a car for 36 months and end up leasing it for 72.
Hey, how did that happen?
And you don't read the fine print.
Oh wait, that's how they screwed you?
Sure.
Jesus Christ. All right, and they wonder why they're not doing well. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. All right, folks, the deals that are out there now in buying or leasing a brand new car, if you saved a few bucks and you can make the payments, I think this is the time to buy a car. You know, you got to buy when nobody's buying. It's tough to buy like 2 years ago when everyone was taking money out of their house to go out and buy a car. If you put a few bucks aside, what kind of great deals are out there? Deals that you've seen over the last couple of weeks or last couple of months? And also, if you work at a car dealership, what's going on the lot? Because I know a lot of them are suffering. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, I know Ford was running a great deal on most of their cars, especially the 09 models. I think they were given to you exactly what the employees paid. So it's a great incentive. It's a great time to buy something if you got the dough. And I got to buy something come November because my lease expires. But they also give a discount to college students. If you're in the military appreciation that Ford offers. Also, if you're turning a card and buying another one, they want to keep you. They're offering some unbelievable deals. John in Lake Elsinore, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
All right. What do you got?
You know what? I just bought a 2008 F-150, fully loaded, everything I wanted, black leather, everything. Got me out the door paying $25.
Is that right?
That's right.
And what would that, car have sold?
It had maybe about 125 miles on it.
Yeah, well, that's like brand new.
Yeah. It was used as just a test drive.
And
that's all it was for.
Right. And what would that car have cost you I don't know, 2 years ago.
Well, I bought a 2000 F-150 in 2001. I paid $39 for it.
Jesus Christ.
I mean,
and you're saving almost, $14,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's just amazing what Ford's doing right now.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, pretty much giving everything away.
Yeah, they've got to give these cars away, or they've got to get them, you know, get rid of them. You know, there's pictures, I don't know if you've seen this, but where they drop the cars off in, like, San Pedro or Long Beach, especially the foreign cars, and also up in Portland and San Francisco, in the, like, the harbor area where they drop these cars off before they go to the lot, those things are filled to the gills with cars.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there, and nobody's buying them. They got to move them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I bought mine in Lake Elsinore. You know, they're throwing these. I mean, I am a college student and everything. That incentive is awesome. Anybody that's in college needs to go there.
Right.
They take off so much money just for that.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
They even paid my tax and license on it, too, which was pretty much was a key for me to buy it.
Wait, they paid your tax and license?
Tax and license.
Jesus Christ, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
Wow, good for you. All right, buddy, congratulations on the new car.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I see that also Lincoln Mercury is offering the 2009 Lincoln MKX, the four-wheel drive, for, you put, like, I think it's $2,800 down and $449 a month. What a f***ing deal! Yeah, what an f***ing deal. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, that's an $800 a month payment. You know, now it's $449 for 36 months. So get yourself in a decent car. Tom in Palos Verdes here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi there.
Hey.
So here's the deal. I'll get you a car if you're liking. I'll make your monthly payments. Just promote my business every now and then. Mention it on the air. You got your car. Whatever you want.
What kind of business are you in?
I have the online dating site. It's one of the largest ones out there. You've probably heard of it.
Oh, I see. All right. No, well, I could do that for you, but I'd be going to jail for it.
God, why?
Well, it's a thing. It's called payola. And there's a lot of guys cooling their heels in corporate prisons because of it.
Well, will I go to jail, too?
No, you wouldn't go to jail. I would.
Who cares? Let's do it.
Get out of here. What's wrong with you? George in Southgate, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man.
First time caller.
Thank you, sir.
My name is George, calling from Casa de Gonzalez, Kia.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so
what's the best deal you guys are offering?
The MSRP on a Kia Sorento is $21,000.
Right.
Okay? Now, for the month of December, they got a $6,000 rebate.
Jesus Christ.
It's unheard of. It's unheard of. If you guys do your research, there's no other vehicle in this class that has this type of rebate.
So what can you walk out of there with one of these Kias?
You can walk out of there $14,995 plus tax and license and fees.
And what was that car last year going for?
I'm sorry?
Last year, what would that car have gone for?
That car last year was going for $23,000 with no rebates.
Wow.
So now they dropped the price to $21,000 minus a $6,000 rebate. It's unheard of. If you guys do your research, no other car company is offering that.
Is that the Sorento or the Sedona?
The Kia Sorento.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Great deal, dude. What about the Amante? I see those cars around all the time.
Yeah, those are nice cars, too. They have 5,000 rebates on those, too.
And what do those usually run? What's the sticker on the MSRP?
Well, they start off at about $19,000 for the base model.
Right.
Minus your $5,000 rebate, $14,000 plus tax and license.
You're giving them away.
Yeah, they're giving them away. They're great cars. 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. For people who don't trust Kia.
What's the safety rating on them?
5-star from NHTSA. Right. NHTSA gives them a 5-star crash test.
And what do you say people who haven't seen Kia lately? Is there a stigma attached to it?
Yeah, well, people are not too familiar with the company, but Kia has been around for 40 years in the United States. And the last 5 years, the company has been bringing out really good cars. You know, if you do your research, J.D. Power & Associates rates them, you know, one of the cars that are most wanted.
What is the cheapest car you guys? Is it the Spectres?
The cheapest car we got is the Kia Rio.
Rio?
Yeah, $8,995.
Jesus.
Plus tax and license.
Wait a minute. Do you get a discount on that as well?
No, that's including the $1,500 rebate it has.
So you can buy a brand new car for around $10,000. Hey, now that's a great price, yeah. Man. Yeah, it is a great price.
Yeah, it's a great deal. You guys should come check it out. Ask for George Chavez.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Gonzalez Kia. Thank you.
All right, there he goes.
Jesus Christ.
Plugging away. But yeah, those do look like decent cars. I didn't even consider a Kia, but looking at them, you know, for that kind of rebate, you get a $6,000 rebate on a car, you got to look at it. All right, the deals that are going on out there right now, perhaps you work at a car dealership, maybe you're just in the market for one, and you're looking to save some dough. December 08 is the time to buy a car. And I think they'll even come down even more. I think as this recession gets deeper and deeper into January and February, they might give you the car and some cash. Drive off that lot with the car and a trunk full of cash. All right, what kind of deals are going out there? Are going on out there, because obviously we can't, buzz around to every dealership. But what kind of incentives are going on out there? We just found out that Kia is giving a $6,000 rebate. It's like you're stealing the shit on some of these cars. Wait, play that one again. The edit was tight on that one. It's like you're stealing the shit. Oh, I see. Okay, we got it. But yeah, they're giving a $5,000 cash back or 0% financing on the 08 Sorento and Sedona. Not a bad car, not a bad choice. All right, what kind of deals are going out there for people who are interested in buying a car? And almost everybody in Southern California has to have a car. This is not the city and not the state to be carless. What kind of deals you got? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When she gets lonely,
welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. This recession is hurting everybody. Everybody is feeling the pain of this massive recession. And with that pain comes some terrific deals. You can get deals on homes nowadays. Good time to buy a house. Interest rates are low. And these prices are the lowest they've been in years and years. And also a great time to buy, crap that nobody would buy during a recession. Like a motorhome. Who's going to buy a motorhome nowadays? I passed by a boat dealership the other day. And it says, they had a big sign out there. 2009 yachts are in stock. And I'm thinking to myself, who the Christ is buying a yacht in December of 08?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Anybody is, you sound like such an a-hole, too. Out yacht shopping. Yeah, just out shopping for a yacht. Oh, nothing. I know a lot of you guys are down at the soup kitchen, but, I got my eye on a couple of different yachts. God, you sound like such an a-hole. All right, where are the deals out there, ladies and gentlemen? And not just cars, but anywhere. The deals during this recession, and it may be houses, might be motorcycles. don't know if jewelry is a deal nowadays, but I know cars are a deal. Where are those deals, and what kind of deals have you come across when looking at a new car? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, John Boyle, who with the John and Jeff show, said he was, I ran into him in the parking lot here a minute ago. And, hey, Gina, see if you can get John to come in here for a second. I want to ask him about this. Oh, he's right here? Ask him to come in for a second. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, he's sitting there, but I want to ask him about what he told me in the parking lot. That he had come across some dealerships that were there like 2 or 3 months ago, and now they're gone. One of the stars from that John and Jeff show, Johnny Boyle, man, look at you, dude. How you been?
Good to see you, Tim.
All right, nice to see you. Now, you're a big money guy. You know, you invest well, you do well for yourself. You know, you're not a big gambler. I think I actually heard you went to Vegas once and didn't even gamble.
I've never spent a penny gambling in Vegas in the last 10 years.
Jesus Christ.
The strip clubs and the restaurants.
Right, but you do go to Vegas.
I do go to Vegas, but I never gamble a penny.
I think it's over on that side. Okay. But you said that you went to, or you were driving in, or just the other day, that you saw an unbelievable sight, that there were three or four car dealerships that were there a month ago, and now they're gone?
Yeah, I was going to the warehouse for the third shift merchandise.
Right.
And it's down in Anaheim.
How big is the warehouse?
Secret location. About 45,000 square feet.
Is that right? Yeah. Wow, you guys are unloading a lot of stuff.
We got about 12 people working. Half of them don't speak English, but you know, you got to do what you got to do in this recession.
I understand. All right, and what happened with the dealerships?
About 3 months ago, there were three dealerships very close to my warehouse. Now they're vacant.
Totally gone.
Gone.
You know, I was up in Washington and up in Oregon over the holidays, up for Thanksgiving, and we're driving north on the 5 freeway up towards Seattle to my wife's mother's place. And on the right-hand side of the freeway there's some traffic, so we slowed down. There was a Ford dealership that wasn't selling any cars, but they turned it into a Christmas tree lot.
Right.
They were selling Christmas trees. And right across the freeway was a brand-new Toyota dealership, fully loaded with cars.
What does that tell you?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it tells me maybe, you know, Ford stock at $2 a share isn't such a good deal.
Well, Ford is actually about a $3.
Or $3 stock.
$3 right now, but 7 days ago, it was $1.
$1,
so you could have made some huge money, but...
Yeah, but would you invest in GM or Ford right now?
You know, a lot of people have asked me that. It's a tough call. Right now, it would have been a great call, but also you could lose a lot of money, too. So if Congress signs off on a big check, that stock will soar, as it has, just on the speculation. But if there's any bumps in the road, that thing could go down maybe 50% in a day. So you got to be very careful.
Right. And now, let's say Ford doesn't get the deal, and they have to file Chapter 11. Is that stock worthless then?
That stock will go to like a nickel overnight.
And it'll be worthless.
Eventually it will be, yeah.
So when it comes back, if Ford comes back after restructuring financially, will they still honor those shares of stock?
When a company goes into bankruptcy, the best thing you can do is rush and sell your stock as soon as possible, because...
At any price.
Just get out. And any company that is not doing well is a company you should never invest in. Now, the only reason why GM and Ford have gone up in the last 7 days is because of the speculation that our government's going to give them billions of dollars.
Right.
As soon as anything happens, if there's money slow going into their accounts, these stocks will just drop very, very quickly. So only the experienced traders have business buying and selling GM and Ford right now.
You know, I was looking at GM stock and Ford, and then I just sort of had a brain fart, and I forgot that Chrysler was a private company. I tried to look up their stock, and it doesn't exist. But can you imagine how much the private investors of Chrysler have lost? That's a private company held by, you know, perhaps a, you know, a couple of people or a couple hundred people, whatever.
Yeah, you have about maybe 300 or 400 people that have put a ton of money in.
based upon what they were told Chrysler was going to do. There's a hedge fund that someone is managing that's trying to get more money. And these guys have lost tens of millions of dollars.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, you and I, we lose $5,000 or $6,000 in a week doing whatever. You at the casino, you know, me hanging out with some Asian women. And we're like, man, was that really worth it? But imagine these guys.
Yeah, tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. All right, I'll let you get back to prepping your show. Thanks for coming in. John from the John and Jeff Show, everybody. Starting in about 22 minutes, so stay tuned for that. All right, let's talk to, how about Derek in Huntington Beach? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's going on, man? How are you?
All right, man.
Hey, Claude, near and dear to your heart, how about Vegas? I'm just booked a weekend there for super cheap. They're practically giving things away there.
Yeah, you know, I got an email today from Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
And I'm not a heavy gambler compared.
Not by any means. No.
Yeah, I mean, not compared to some of the guys that really are. I mean, I may go, if I lose $2,000 in a weekend or in 3 or 4 days, I'll shut it down. I don't like to lose more than that. But I got an offer from Mandalay Bay today, two free nights, except for, you know, New Year's and, you know, I think there's a convention in January. But
yeah.
Two free nights, two free days, anytime I want.
No blackout days besides those two?
There was like five or six blackout days, and that was it. I think Super Bowl Sunday and New Year's.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
But that was unheard of, you know, last year. Last year, maybe they would have given you a casino rate, but now they're just giving away hotel rooms.
Well, last year you would have been lucky if you got a free comp to a restaurant.
Yeah,
let alone, you know, I just booked the Venetian for an unheard price. I mean, I was surprised. I went online and checked it out. So, I mean, it's just, and they're giving away like free gaming credits and free drink credits, and it just sounds like a good time to go out there.
You know, the way to get these great deals, a friend taught me how to do this, but I opened up a line of credit at one of the casinos.
Yeah.
And I never use it. It's just an open $5,000 line of credit. It's a $10,000 line of credit. And the casinos share that information with each other, evidently, because how was Mandalay Bay to know that I had that credit? And they start to invite people who have open lines of credit to, you know, and give them free rooms and stuff.
Right now is a great time. I mean, yeah, it sucks for most of the people to have, you know, most of their investments in 401k, stock market and stuff. But it seems like, you know, you're talking about cars and motorcycles.
Right.
And luxury items, it seems like, you know, you've got the time and some money, you know, you've got an opportunity to catch a great deal nowadays. And, you know, it's sort of the bad comes with the good or the good comes with the bad. But, you know.
Yeah, you know, I was late in booking my flight from Los Angeles to Seattle. I'm going up to Christmas vacation. I know it's called the holiday vacation. I still call it the Christmas vacation because I'm old school. But I booked my reservations and bought my tickets last week. And therefore, December 20th. What do you think it cost me to go from Los Angeles to Seattle one way?
Well, you should have come with us. I called you last week. I'm the JetBlue dude, but you should have booked out of us, Long Beach, man.
I got it on Virgin America for $69 one way.
Hey, man, it's a killer deal right now. That's where I'm going. That's why, you know, no one's traveling right now. That's why it's a great steal. So
yeah. No, the only reason I'm not I don't fly JetBlue, and I love JetBlue. But they were a little more expensive than Virgin America.
Oh yeah, I mean it's all competitive rates.
121.
Plus it's closer for you to go to LA anyway. You live in the valley, so
yeah, I like Burbank Airport. But you know it's a great airport, and I've even gone to Long Beach Airport just to avoid LAX.
Oh yeah, it's a small airport. No hassle through security. And
what do you do for JetBlue?
I'm a threat. I work. Someone throwing your bags in the cargo bin trying to break stuff.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah, and you guys love when you hear something break, huh?
No, it's a great company, though. I got to say that. So
yeah, it is.
I'm just lucky at the job right now. So
yeah, it is a great company, and I love any company that offers individual TV sets on for every seat.
Hey, especially nowadays, you know, the other airlines we won't say, but, you know, get in, shut up, and sit down, and here you go. So.
Oh, it's the worst. I mean, these old...
Hey, when's that poker tournament, by the way, you said? So is it January, you said, coming up?
You know what? We can't confirm it. I can tell you 99% sure, because I talked to David Mosikin today. Guy, you know, runs the...
show over there.
Yeah, he runs the whole tournament over there. But I can tell you with 99%... Well, maybe 98%. I'm sure that there's a little wiggle room there. But it looks like it's going to be January 15th.
All right, well, because all us degenerate gamblers need to know that information, so.
Yeah. Hey, don't hold me to that, David. It looks like it'll be right around January 15th.
Hey, Timmy, thanks for taking my call. Happy holidays.
You got it, buddy.
And have a good show, man.
And go JetBlue.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, there he goes, everybody. What kind of deals are out there, folks? The recession is hit, but yet it's time for the great deals out there if you have a little dough. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Gas is down to $1.70 a gallon at most places. You know, you can fly around. You can fly to Europe now, I think, for $240 one way. I mean, it's unbelievably cheap. You can fly from L.A. to, I don't know if these, I guess I should check to see if these seats are still open. But if you go to Virgin America Airlines and you check out, let me see here, Virgin America. I'm like an old, it was $69 one way. $69 one way. Is that you, Gina? You just booked a flight?
I did. I booked a $64 flight on JetBlue yesterday.
From where?
From D.C. to New York, from Dulles to JFK.
Jesus Christ. $64? What a deal! We should use that more often. What a f-ing deal! What a deal. There you go. All right, let's see how much the flights are going for you here. I'm like your radio travel agent here. On Virgin America, flying out of Los Angeles on Thursday, let's say you leave Thursday, December 18th, all right? $69 one way, L.A. to Seattle. That morning flight's open, 7:10, 12 p.m., 5:05 p.m., and the 7:10 p.m., all open. Every flight that day is going for $69, but you got to hurry. And then returning, if you can return on Monday the 5th and get back early for work or just take that day off, the return flight, Seattle to Los Angeles, $69. That's the best price in the valley, man. $69. You can't drive to Seattle for $69. $159 with tax, round trip. How do you beat that? Let's talk to Edward in Diamond Bar. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yo, Tim, what's happening,
hey,
man?
Hey, what's up with you?
Nothing much. Hey, Tim, you were saying something about the MKS?
Yes.
The Lincoln?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I love that car. I seen it a year ago at the car show before it came out.
Right.
But there's one problem, Tim, man. I just don't trust Ford.
Why is that?
Because, I don't know, just had some bad experience, you know, when I was a kid. Cause my dad worked at the Ford plant in Detroit. My grandfather worked there. And so I was growing up as a kid. My dad was a Ford man. And that car is bound on us every time we go, you know, we go places. It just drove my mom crazy.
Yeah, but Ford's been around since your grandfather worked there, right? How old are you?
I'm 41.
You're 41. Your grandfather, if he's still alive today, be well over 100 years old.
Yeah.
And they're still around.
What's that, Tim?
They're still around.
Yeah, I know, but it's just I had some bad experience with it.
Well, you know what? I did too, and I bought a Lincoln, and I actually have had no problems with the Navigator. I bought it before the big, you know, gas hike, before the gas prices went up to $4. And I've had zero problems with it. It's different from the Cadillac. It's sort of, you know, the same model as the Cadillac, the Escalade, but it has independent suspension. And when you drive that thing around, it's like driving on a cloud. You very rarely feel any of these huge potholes and these, you know, canyons that you come across when you drive around Los Angeles. So, Edward, thanks for calling. Let's talk to Ann in Laguna. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi. Merry Christmas,
guys.
All right,
Merry Christmas. What's the best deal out there?
Well, I think real estate.
Is that right?
I think real estate because I bought a couple properties 2 years ago. Fortunately, I got very good deals, so I didn't get hurt. But when I think about some of the houses on my block that are selling now for maybe $200,000 than the going rate at 2 years ago, you know they're going to go back up. I mean, it happens, you know, they're not making any more real estate.
Right. And so, I also heard that, and I'm sure you know this as well, but if you take any 10-year period of time between the Great Depression and now, real estate has gone up in value.
Oh, yeah. I've been through this, you know, we've all seen it happen every, like you say, 10 years or so. And we just had a big, big, huge increase from 2000 to 2006. And so things had to kind of go back to a little bit more normal, realistic values.
Right.
You know, and money was so available, easy qualifying and all that. So.
Right. And I think they are. I think that, you know, if you're looking for real estate right now, it's gotta go up soon. And I think that California, Southern California, will be the first to see the increase.
Oh, yeah. We've got the best climate in the world here.
How long have you been in the real estate business?
Well, I've been licensed for many, many years, but I really haven't been using it. But I kind of, it's my love. You know, I go out to the store and I end up in an open house and I have a real estate license and I just really love it.
But now, during a recession, is California usually the first to come out of it?
I would think so. I'm really not an economist, but I would think so because, I mean, we've got the best location. We've got the best climate. It's a prospering state, a very prosperous state. So, yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, Ann, we thank you for calling, baby.
Oh, and one other thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Like the old school keeping Christ in Christmas, and I appreciate if you guys would keep the Lord's name holy. But I love your show. A little vocabulary improvement, but I love your show. Thank you so much.
I'll tell my daughter. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Anne wants to prove the vocabulary here by not using the Lord's name in vain. Is that right?
Jesus Christ.
You can't have it both ways. Yes, we'll say Merry Christmas, but one of the funniest sound drops in the history of radio, in my opinion, is Ernie Anderson.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
Maybe you could switch Jesus Christ. Every time you want to say that, just say Jesus is the reason for the season.
Get out of here, please. What are you guys doing? All right, William in West L.A., you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Classic cars, man, the way to go right now.
Buying classic cars?
Buying classic cars. I bought a couple of them. I don't know how much you guys know about them. I bought a 71 Chevelle Supersport, matching number of cars, probably a $25,000 car for 10 grand.
Jesus Christ.
Because this guy was going to lose his house. Three mortgage payments back on his house.
Oh, man. So he
needed
to get
rid of that. There's a lot of that going on.
And what is it? What is the value of that car after you bought it?
That car, I mean, I've done a couple things to it. I'm probably going to flip it probably in January. I'm getting offers between 18 and 20 on it already. I think I can get more from an enthusiast.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
How are you going to sell it?
Probably. I'm up in West Hollywood, you know, just off the strip. These cars sell themselves. California car culture, you know.
And what kind of car is it again?
The 71 Chevelle Malibu Super Sport.
In good shape, huh?
Great shape.
How many miles on it?
On the rebuild, it didn't have a frame off. The engine was rebuilt about 1,000 miles ago.
I'll give you 11 grand for it.
I think I can do a little better than that.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Good luck with that car.
Yeah, man.
All right. Take care of yourself. All right. We have got to take a break, but we got to also mention tomorrow is Arsenio Hall Day. It's Wednesday, so stay tuned for tomorrow. It's always a lot of fun to have Arsenio
Hall. You go, dog.
Yeah, you go, dog.
You go, dog.
No, you go, dog.
You go, dog.
And then Thursday we'll be at the King game. We'll all be down there. It's always a great event. Los Angeles Kings taking on the St. Louis Blues. So that'll be an awesome event. And it looks like January 15th will be the day of the Commerce Casino event. It looks like. Don't hold me to it. We're about 90% sure, between 90 and 98% sure, it's going to be January 15th. So keep listening to the show, and we'll tell you when you can start emailing and signing up for it. But it's always the greatest night, always terrific night. All right, folks, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Joining us from the John and Jeff Show are, or is, John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, what's going on with that big show tonight?
Before we talk about the big show, now you're going to have to compete with Jay Leno. But
I know.
Jay Leno have to compete with you,
yes,
Tim Conway?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's the way I see it.
There you imagine, go. You know, we've been competing with Leno, Letterman. And now
you get Leno off your back.
Yeah, we got rid of Leno, but now people at NBC nervous. How are they going to compete with Tim Conway Jr.
Yeah, right, no
at
kidding,
10 o'clock at night?
Right, I'm not sure anybody's still awake thinking about how to do that. But it is going to be fun to see, Leno on early and see how he does against, you know, CSI. I mean, you know, there's a lot of powerful shows on at 10 o'clock. I don't know.
I think he's going to do very well. It's going to be an inexpensive show to produce. And, a lot of people probably would watch Leno if it wasn't on so late. Now they can watch it. So I think he will double his audience. I think he'll get 8 to 10 million instead of 4.
You think they doubled his salary?
No.
No?
No, because I think
Did
Leno
come
just...
out? What are they paying him?
He doesn't have an agent. So he just basically says, you pay me this, we're done.
Really?
He's got enough money. Plus, he likes doing it, you know, just more car money.
Yeah.
You know, I heard that he has not spent any of his Tonight Show money yet.
So where does the money go when he dies?
I don't know.
To a car museum or something?
I don't know. His wife does a lot of charity work. So I imagine a lot of that money goes to charity.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great story.
It is a great story. Hey, what's going on with that big show tonight, fellas?
Why is Oprah telling us she weighs 200 pounds?
I have a theory. When Oprah's weight goes up, her ratings go up. When she slims down, the ratings they take a dump. I really think so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You think she weighs more?
She claims she weighs 200, so Oprah weighs more than me. I mean, isn't
she's
that
probably about 5'5", right?
Yeah, I'm 6'2", 185, and she's whatever she is, 200 pounds. Right. So
that's a huge bitch!
But didn't she just get done telling everybody about her berry diet, the new diet with she was eating berries and fruit juices and crap?
But I guarantee you, if you track her ratings, they're bigger when she's bigger, because most women... are getting bigger these days.
At the height,
watching her.
At the height of her weight peak, I think she was like 260 something.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that was like a high school football player back in the day.
Yeah, she's almost a linebacker.
Yeah,
Oprah Winfrey at a deuce, man. Look at that. All right, stay tuned for John and Jeff. We'll be on with Arsenio Hall tomorrow, so stay tuned for that tomorrow at 8 p.m. right here live at 97.1 FM Talk.
He asked me why I couldn't love a job. I said, because my boss hollered at me. I'm grown, you don't holler at a grown person. So he said, don't worry about it, I'd never do that.
Right.
So as it goes on, get a call. Runs off his mouth. I said, man, lower your voice. Lower your voice. He kept hollering. I said, you keep hollering, I will hang up on you.
Right.
I hung up on him. He calls me back. Did you hang up on me? Evidently. I told you, don't holler at me. I'm not your wife or your child. And so he goes back. It's so funny because I just tell him, shut up, lower your voice, man. I'm going to hang up on you.
God.
He told me, he said, nobody in that ever has hung up on me. Not God, my mother. I said, well, God and my mother never hollered at me, so we're even.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.